Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. How far is that, Des?
In the world.
Yes, and if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, cement foundation, good solid, and a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream?
Yeah. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And tonight, we are, I'm actually not even in the state that I'm talking about or in the right state of mind. I must be out of my mind to be talking about this, but I'll let Des take it from there. Des, how you doing?
I am good. I am good. Where are you? Are you not in Illinois?
Iowa.
You're in Iowa. You are not in Iowa, but we are in Iowa.
No, no, no.
And,
I was earlier.
You were? When?
Just on the edges, though.
What were you
though?
Doing
just on
in
edges.
Iowa? Just on the edges. I was going to say, you were about to be in all kinds of trouble if you were in my backyard and didn't
leave. Oh, no. I'd be arrested for stalking because I'd be looking
my
for your house, but I'll let you know. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Surprise!
Well, anyway, surprise!
Here's an officer to make sure you're very surprised.
Well, I'm glad that you've had safe travel, so you're on your way back home now. Are you in a car? Are you driving
yes.
distracted?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm at a rest area, so be quiet.
Okay. All right, I will let that go. So anyway, big weekend last weekend. A lot
don't
of
knock
shows
me against
going
the wall.
On. What?
I said, don't knock me against the wall.
Yeah, I'm knocking you against the wall. Already happened. Moving on. Big show. Lots of shows last weekend. I was in St. Paul for the DFAC Nationals, and it was a great show. A lot of great talent. Tough, tough competition. Leif Anderson, his beautiful wife Stephanie, did another, another great performance. So. I know, and little Addie was there too, so she was on site, and those two just keep trucking. They just keep trucking.
Yeah, they do.
We've got the Windy City Nationals coming up soon, so just a lot of activity happening. So if you guys are planning to compete this year, keep your eye on Midwest Muscle. A lot of shows popping up, a lot of things going on. Trying to keep our finger on the pulse as much as we can. If there are shows going on that you're watching that we're not talking about, let us know, because we definitely want to be able to share those and spread the love and get as many people out there, as many shows as possible. And as always, let us know how you're doing. You know, we're always talking about great promoters, having them on the show, about their great shows, talking about their great shows. And if you're in them, we want to hear about it and hear what your experience was. So definitely do be in touch with us. But tonight, as Kaylin has alluded to, we are doing something a little different. We are jumping outside of the gym, and we're trading in our tennis shoes for some roller skates. Yes, right.
And
we are
skating
talking
on
roller
into another
doobie.
Genre.
Skating on into another genre. And we are talking roller derby tonight, and with us we have Just Incredible, Justin Kennard, and he is a coach, athlete, announcer, overall great guy, and he is going to give us some insights into the wonderful world of roller derby. Justin, welcome to P4P Real Talk. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. That was quite the introduction. I actually sound like a great guy with that introduction, so... That's impressive. Obviously, there's people that haven't met me out there, so.
Well, we want to leave them with, you know, even if it's not true, we want them to believe it. No, but it is true. You are a pretty great guy. You are a pretty great guy. Why don't you do us a favor and tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Oh, sure. All right. Well, I, by day, am a run a credit union.
I told you
we're
the cape.
By night, I am an internationally known roller derby announcer. I also coach or help coach our number one junior roller derby team. They are number one in the world, the Des Moines Derby Brats.
World.
Yeah, they actually could be one of the best roller derby teams ever assembled at any level. They're pretty impressive. Then I also help coach and I announce for Team United Roller Derby here in Des Moines. They're a women's team. They are ranked 16th in the world. And then our men's team, Your Mom's Men's Roller Derby, they're a three-time world champion, and they're currently ranked, I believe, probably second or third in the world right now with the current rankings. Their rankings are a little different. They vote on the rankings, but so I get to help handle all the announcing duties for that, and I also do the PR and marketing for the female team as well. So,
You're pretty busy, and you're neck deep into roller derby across all the levels, junior, women's, you touch the men's. So I know a lot of people out there listening, they're like roller derby, and they either have no clue at all what I'm talking about, or they have visions in their head of, you know, programming they saw back in the 70s, and they envision women in really small shorts and throwing elbows and losing teeth and, you know, all of that good kind of stuff. But roller derby has come a long, long way. Can you give us an overview of, let's start with how the sport actually works, and then we can kind of segue into kind of the state of the nation as far as roller derby goes right now. But let's just start with, how is this game even played?
Well, sure. About 10 years or more ago, there was a Texas team that decided what you talked about in the 70s and 80s with the bank track and the big elbows and the complete pro wrestling on skates, that wasn't
what
the direction they wanted to go. Yeah, they wanted to make it real. So they went to flat track roller derby, which is sounds just like what it is. It's a kind of an oblong oval. Everything goes counterclockwise. And about 10 years ago, the WFTDA was formed. That's the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. They're the international sanctioning body. 400 teams underneath that. That's professional level, if you will, even though we're all volunteers and it's an amateur sport, it's the highest level professional you can get. And they're on six different continents. Anyhow, so they put the WFTDA together, and there's about 17,000 teams that actually play underneath their rule set. So it is the true power behind roller derby. So roller derby, I guess the best way to say it is you have four blockers on each team and one jammer on each team. So if you think of it from a football perspective, the four blockers on each team are the offensive and the defensive line together. So you're playing offense and defense, whereas the jammer is the quarterback, the ball, the receiver, the running back, all built into one little tiny pouch. They are the offensive weapon. So the game is broken up into two-minute jams, and a jam is just simply that. It's a play that can last for up to 2 minutes. They blow a whistle, and the jammers try to get through, and the blockers try to stop them. The first time through just determines who the lead jammer is. The lead jammer's only capability or extra capability is they can stop the play and reset it. So they can, if they don't like how it's going on, they can tap their hips, play stops, and it's just start over with the next play. So you go through the first time, that is just basically deciding who the lead jammer is. Next time around, for every hip you pass from the opposing team, you score a point, and high points win. So really it's a simple game of you're trying to get through and the other team's trying to stop you. That's it.
True, but there's also strategy to it as well, wouldn't you say?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, if you think of basketball, simple game. You want to get the ball into the hoop and you want to stop the other team from doing it. I mean, it's a simple game, but you have plays, you have strategies, you have penalties. Now, unlike a basketball or a football or a baseball or something like that where you get a penalty, foul, lip off, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's more like hockey, whereas if you get a penalty, you have to go sit in the penalty box, just like in hockey, for 30 seconds. If you lip off in the process, they can give you another 30 seconds to sit in the box. And your team's just down that player until your 30 seconds is up. So if the jam ends during your 30 seconds, you're still sitting in that box when the next jam or next play starts. So you have different strategies, different blocking techniques as far as how you configure your blockers, different strategies on how you're going to blow up the other defense. So a lot goes into the strategy. A lot has to go into conditioning, skating skills. I mean, if you think about football, it's running, it's hitting, there's strategy and whatnot, but a lot of it comes naturally, I would say, as far as people can run, people can hit, people know how to do that. Well, do all that 3 inches off the ground with eight things that don't want to stop. And you have roller derby with a lot less padding. You have a helmet, you cover your knees, you cover your elbows, and you put in a mouth guard. And that's the only padding you get. And you have 270-pound people coming at you at 50 miles per hour hitting you as hard as they can. So
it's more like
it's
rugby.
Brutal. It is. You could call it, you could almost call it rugby on wheels, except we have minimal padding because actually play on a hard surface where they get to play on grass because we're a little tougher than they are. So, but yeah, and Des Moines is actually, we're very lucky. Des Moines is one of the epicenters in the world for this sport. It is the fastest growing sport in the world. Like I said, it's played on six continents, and actually somebody's planning on trying to put a game on in Antarctica at the Air Force Base down there so we can play on all seven bases or all seven continents. I'm trying to work with you guys, so I want to announce that game. Yeah, so it's cool. So if you figure how
no
big
pun
it's
intended.
Getting, yeah, exactly. it's kind of big enough for ESPN's taking notice, and the championships last year were on ESPN3, so streamed, and then the Big O tournament out of Oregon this year, which is 54 games played in a weekend, that was also streamed. So we are on the radar at this point, and like I said, Des Moines is one of the epicenters. We have a world champion juniors team, and we have a three-time world champion men's team, and actually most of those men are coached. Also won the men's World Cup, and our juniors actually played in the World Cup last year, and they won as well. So we are really where it's at when it comes to skating. So
that is, I mean, it's still, I mean, you just said it was one of the fastest growing sports that there is, but yeah, it's relatively unknown.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's probably a lot of people out there that still have no clue that they can get involved in something like this, or they have kids who aren't maybe into traditional, quote-unquote, sports, you know, the traditional sports
exactly.
you play in high
yeah.
school, and they don't know that there's another outlet out there. So, I mean, it's growing, but it's still not everywhere yet.
Absolutely, and that's always going to be a hang-up, and it's a two-sided thing. It's one of those, if you have a favorite band that nobody's heard of, you love it. I mean, that's your band. And then when they make it big, you go, "Ooh, I knew that band before everybody else," and you kind of get jealous that everybody else knows it, but you really want everybody else to hear it. It's kind of the same concept of it's ours, we like it, it's our little thing that we have to ourselves, but it can get unnerving when the rest of the world hasn't paid attention yet. And there's some places that really do where you'll have local city councils will help support their local roller derby team. Des Moines actually has a roller derby day that they put aside at one point. I don't even know what day it is because nobody celebrates it. but it's huge. And, you know, take Des Moines, for instance, we have a little kids roller derby called the Tootsie Rollers. That's 3-year-olds to 8-years-old.
Oh.
And they just,
yeah.
They just learn how to skate. They put on the pads and they kind of tinker around. Then we have 8 to 18, and that is our brats, and they're varying levels of skill levels, but the top level, like I said, they're number one in the world. Then we have our women's team, we have our men's team. So we have kids skating all the way from 3 up to 50 at this point. So
that's a big
kid. It touches all. Yeah, absolutely. And you pointed out as far as some kids may not be in athletics. That's the other beauty of roller derby is half the people you see out there are athletes. We've all been athletes our entire lives. This is another outlet for us. The other half have never done sports in their life, never been part of anything, and they're successful as well. So it's one of those rare sports, one of those fringe sports where anybody can do it if they just dedicate themselves to it.
Wow.
And I mean, in this
like,
one, I don't know, when I watch it, I get super pumped. And I always say, when I'm done competing, I'm going to try out. That's going to be my next bucket list. I just got to learn how to skate backwards first and stop.
Yeah, we actually get people going the other way. Typically, as we've had the first year that Team United existed, one of the ladies on our team, Bamp, was her derby name. She went into bodybuilding. We have another one, Wonton Hammer, Jordan Beach. She just got third for in the nation, whatever the national tournament was this last weekend. She just got third. So actually a lot of our girls go the other way and go into CrossFit and bodybuilding and strongman competitions and whatnot. So they usually don't come the other way. I think they scare too many people when they get on skates when they're just that strong looking. Nobody wants to get near them. So.
I don't think I would intimidate anybody, but
you intimidate everybody.
shoot! But you brought up a good point. You just used a name that was not a traditional name. So for anybody who doesn't know, all roller derby competitors have a special name, and it's usually a name and a number. I don't really know a lot about the history about that, but Justin, can you share a little bit with us about why? Why do we have these names?
Absolutely. About 8 years ago, I got into roller derby. There used to be a website called Two Evils where no two people in the world could have the same derby name or even close to derby name. You actually had to register with it, so people were known by that name, and it was I always originally thought it was just kind of a kitschy thing, you know, like, hey, you got a derby name, you know. And but as you get to coaching more, I started off as a coach, moved to an announcer, and now I help out with coaching. I mean, Mark Muse is still our coach. I just help out. But really, it's one of those, for some people, it represents maybe who they are or points them out. Say, for example, my wife is Pocket Panda. The pocket comes from she's 4'10", and the panda is she's Asian. So it fits her, and her derby number is 4'10". She is 4'10" tall, so it fits her. For some people, they could be, let's say, stay-at-home moms, and they've always been introverted, quiet, never really an outlet for athleticism or for much of anything else. Well, they'll come in, and they may pick a sinister, tough name. Well, that's who they are on the track. They get to be an alter ego. They get to go out there, they get to cut loose, beat on people, get cut, scrapes, bruises, everything else, and then the next day return to their normal lives. So they get to really be somebody else when they step out there, and that's really the importance of it, is being able to express yourself, being able to set yourself up to be a, I don't want to say a character because it's not fake, but it's still, you get to play a lot of different side of your persona and still go back to normal life at the end of the day. So there's some significance for some people. It's an expression, but some people are removing their derby names. They're going back to the regular names. They want to more legitimize the sport. And the sport is torn between what they want to do. Some of us kind of like our derby names. Some don't. Some stress out about it and change their name every year. It's up to the individual and how they want to handle themselves. So,
Sure. Can you just share with us some of the names that are out there? I mean, I guess I can get why, you know, in wanting the sport to grow and become more legitimate, I could see why they just want to use their regular names, but I don't know. I feel like the derby name is kind of part of the culture. But if you could give some examples, get some examples of some of the names that, you know, you see floating around there.
Sure. Let's see. On our team, I would say probably not even arguably our best player is Lolly Papia. And so everybody calls her Lolly. And she actually works with me. So during the day, she is a credit union professional, but at night she's one of the most really feared people on the track in the world. She is a powerhouse. We have Thundercat, Jenna Sequa, Energizer Bunny, like I said, Pocket Panda, Crazy Daisy, Andurism. I mean, the list goes on and on. The most renowned player in the world, or most known player, is Bonnie Thunders. She was actually interviewed by ESPN. Hot Rod Susie, her teammate, was actually in the ESPN body issue. She is built like a little tank and covered in tattoos, so she did look fantastic in the body issue years ago. So there's a lot of just different variables. Some people get very inappropriate, let's say, with their names.
True.
Some are very some aren't built for Disney Channel, let's say. But some are very, yeah, some are very innocuous. Like mine is Just Incredible. So usually when I come on the mic, I will say something along the lines of, I am Just Incredible and so are you. And then I move on with, you know, speaking. Some of them mean absolutely nothing. My original Derby name was Coach Ozone. And the only reason I picked Ozone is it was in Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo and nobody else had it. That was the only reason I ever chose that name. And then I switched it when I quit coaching full time and went to announcing to Just Incredible. So, everybody has theirs. You know, we have Little Rebel. I think you're familiar with her. Who
yeah.
knows how she chose her name? Yeah. Who knows how she chose her name? But hey, everybody's got their name. So.
Cool. So I guess, I don't know, one thing that I have is, one question that I have, I don't even know if it's a question, it's more of an observation, but do you feel that roller derby still kind of has a stigma to it, that it is, it's just an alternative, it's for alternative people, or do you feel like it's growing out of that?
Okay, to the outside world, we are seen as still wholeheartedly alternative. It's the tattoos, it's the fishnets, it's the face paint, it's the glitz and glamour of roller derby. It's the punk rock attitude. You know, like I told you guys beforehand, I refer to it as the punk rock of sports. And the outside world sees it that way. Internally, we have stay-at-home moms. We have realtors. We have nurses. We have doctors, lawyers. But, yes, we have tattoo artists. Yes, we have a piercing. We have people that are in bands. We have the truck drivers. We have all kinds of people that are mixed in with us. But when you see us, typically people are looking for, I guess the one that people will focus on are the very attractive ladies with the great athletic bodies who are covered in tattoos and piercings. That's the ones that make the headlines. And I think it's just a persona of what the sport looks like. I think it's similar to, if you think softball player, your mind goes to a certain look. If you think bowler, it goes to a certain look. It's the same kind of concept. Is people like to categorize stuff, and we're categorized that way. And I don't think we'll be truly, in my opinion, fully legitimized until we get a Mark Cuban or some big billionaire who sees some potential and turns us into a true professional sport where people are getting paid. Because like I stated right now, nobody gets paid. This is all based off of volunteerism. It's based out of money out of our own pockets, sponsorship money for the juniors, money out of the parents' pockets, which, again, I know one of you is very familiar with. and so until we become fully professional, we won't be seen as legitimate. We are taking steps. We're, like I said, we've been on ESPN3 a couple times, and actually following the junior championships will actually be the AAU Junior Olympics, and they will have roller derby in it. So for the first time ever, roller derby will enter the Olympics, which gives us a little more legitimacy. So
awesome. That rocks.
Yeah, and I'll be there for that one. I'll actually have the capability or the opportunity, if you will. I'll be announcing all of the championships over broadcast, international broadcast, and I will actually be announcing the Olympics as well. So I get a distinct privilege and honor of being the first announcer for roller derby in the Olympics. So I'm very, very happy about that one.
Wow, that's quite the honor.
It really is. I don't know how they gave it to me. They obviously somebody wasn't paying attention.
Now, I would have to say, what this kind of parallels natural bodybuilding in a certain way because of just how it's what's considered like underground or like you said alternative. But you know, there's one thing that you always hear, and I'm sure you hear it a lot as much as we do in natural bodybuilding, and that's where, oh, I could never do that, or that, you know, it's too much and too much involved. And how do you really change the mind of somebody that's so set that basically limits themselves and say this can't happen?
Well, that's a hard one, and you're right. There is actually a lot of parallels there. In fact, Lollipop, yep, her fiance Steven plays on the men's team. He actually has one of those more risque names. His derby name is Cleveland Stever. Their very close friend Will Robinson actually, I think, just placed second or third in
Danger.
Natural. Yep, yep. So he,
I'm sorry.
He just actually placed, I think, second or third in the Mr. Iowa Natural or some whatever was going on a few weeks ago. I'm not really familiar with it, but yeah, there's a picture of us out on Facebook right now with our shirts off at the pool, and you can tell which one is which by all given means. But there are some parallels, you know, as far as, you know, if I were to step in the gym, I wouldn't think in a million years I could do what you guys do. Not at all. If you stepped in my rank, you would say, not a chance. But I've done a lot of training of new people, helping them get going, and it's a step-by-step process. You put the skates on, can you stand in them? Okay, let's try to move forward a little bit. Okay, let's try to cross it over. Let's try to squat down. Let's purposely fall so you can get back up. You know, stuff like that. I guess it would be the same concept with you guys, is you're not going to throw, you know, 500 pounds on the squat rack and go, let's see what you got, big boy. You know, I mean, my 40-year-old self would just crash and burn, and I'd start crying, and you'd have to carry me out of there. So they're similar.
He's a
they're
definite
similar.
Announcer. He's a definite announcer.
Yeah, it's actually it's funny if you get to watch on broadcast. It depends on where I announce from. If I'm in the Midwest or the West, they typically will all be kind of sound like me to a certain extent. If you get in the South, they really don't seem to understand sarcasm and dry humor, and they stare at me a lot. If I get on the East Coast,
disclaimer
not...
time. Disclaimer. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
They don't like it when you send somebody to the naughty box.
They don't. And that's I'm also a little infamous for. I make up my own words. I make up my own terms. If I always make up my own sponsors sometimes. You know, this timeout brought to you by Cheese Whiz. Get crazy with the Cheese Whiz. And the crowd will look at me and go, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just enjoying myself up here at this point. I'm just trying to entertain myself. So, yeah, it's a fun thing. If you guys can do bodybuilding, if you can do athleticism by any given means, you should be able to do roller derby. I can't. I'm old. I don't want to skate. It hurts when I get hit. But anybody that's athletic should be able to do this. And you should have a good time doing it. And if you don't, don't do it then. Yeah, no, it's one of those things. If I walk into the gym and I don't like it, I'm not going to do it. It's not for the faint of heart, and it definitely takes, I would say, nearly as much dedication as you guys do, but you guys are obviously in the gym, what, 5, 6, 7 days a week. Not everybody works out that hard in roller derby, so.
Yeah. But still, you know, my point is that, you know, how do you know until you try? And I think that's what limits everyone, is by this ideal that because someone else is doing it and they're good at it now, that because I can't be good at it now, then it can't be done. And I'm just, it kind of blinds me, you know, when people basically piggyback that and say, well, yeah, you probably couldn't. And I'm thinking those are the people you need to be away from, not the ones that are you know, inviting you to challenge yourself. And I'm sure, you know, you've seen it 100 times, especially being an announcer, the people that really came from nowhere, and now there's something real special because they never gave up.
Okay, well, and not because I'm on the show, but let me pick on one person right here, Darian, little rebel. Tiny, as I refer to her, she's a pit bull attitude and a chihuahua body, but the body's growing, and if you get around this enough, you can see what kids or what adults really have potential. I mean, you can just kind of see the bits in there of what's going to work and what's not. We're excited right now. That is the one that we look at, and we're like, she's going to be really good when she grows just a little bit. If she doesn't grow, she just got to beef up. And she finally told me she got into the gym. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. She's starting to lift a little bit of weight for that little frame.
Uh-oh.
So for everybody that's listening, Lil Rebel 306 is my big girl. She's my oldest daughter, so I'm a little partial, but he's right. She's scrappy.
She will take on the biggest person. Yeah, she'll take on the biggest person without flinching. And it's not because we're on the show. It is honestly that type of kid. And she looked at me and I go, why don't you work out? And she goes, because I'm lazy. She just pulled up to me, I'm lazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you need to get in the gym. I was like, you have a good resource that can make you stronger. I was like, you ain't going to get a whole lot taller. You might as well get some bigger on you. And she will take on full-grown people that would blast most people in the world. And she may get blasted a couple feet, and then she just scrambles, goes right back after them. And that kind of attitude and that kind of perseverance will get her far. Now, if she mm-hmm. doesn't get any stronger and she stays that size, she ain't going anywhere. She's going to get lit up her entire career, and eventually she'll get sick of it. But in the meantime, you can definitely see the strength is coming, the coordination is coming. She's starting to get to that age where the athleticism will really kick in. And she is one of maybe two or three people on that junior team that I'm getting really excited about, and that Mark is getting really excited about, that are coming up. And they very well could push for another championship here as we go down this season and next season and the season after. So,
wow.
Yay! So,
aren't you excited?
Yeah.
Look at you go.
Now, hold on. Naughty Box. And like,
all right, so we have a penalty box. Like I said, we have a penalty box. You have to sit in for 30 seconds if you do something dumb. Now, some places, I was just up in Milwaukee announcing at the Brouhaha tournament, their penalty box was sponsored by Rydell. So it was the Rydell penalty box. Every time you said it, you had to say Rydell penalty box. Well, a lot of places aren't sponsored. And here in Des Moines, we don't sponsor our penalty box. So we will call it the naughty box. We'll call it the no-no box. When we're in Vegas, it's the sin bin. It depends on where I'm at, is what I'll call it. And it depends on the game. If it's a blowout, our juniors are infamous for blowing people out. Our men's team are infamous for blowing people out. You got to keep the crowd somewhat engaged. And so I'll start calling stuff different things. I'll start rooting on the other team and start jabbing our own team. I've got new nicknames to stick on people. Tony Muse, who's one of the great skaters of all time, he's on our men's team. His derby name is Peter Pan. People refer to him as Mr. Derby now because I messed with him through an entire game, and it got to the point where it went international that everybody's calling him Mr. Derby now, and he hates every second of it. I also got the world convinced that his brother, Dante Muse, who is the greatest skater of all time, that he hates old people and kicks puppies, because I kept saying it over and over again until it got into people's heads. So when you get bored, you got to make stuff up in a game. Otherwise, people won't be there, and they'll just leave and never come back. And we got to sell tickets somehow. So,
That's true. So where do you see?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, where do you see the sport going? What are some of the positives and negatives that are facing it right now?
Well, our crowds are getting smaller, which means sponsorships become harder to come by. When we had two women's teams in Des Moines at one point. We had the Des Moines Derby Dames and the Mid-Iowa Rollers. They each could draw 1,500 to 2,000 people per bout or per game. with when we left Mid-Iowa Rollers and created Team United Roller Derby, which was a brand new team as of a couple years ago, but based off the old Mid-Iowa Rollers, we lost some fan base just because we changed the name. Des Moines Derby Dames became a little less competitive and started playing maybe some lower ranked teams so they could blow people out. When you start doing that, you lose fans. Well, so Team United Roller Derby can get anywhere from 200 up to 800 people at about. So, I mean, we still have plenty of people show up, but as we moved away from the tutus and the fishnets and the lift and separate shorts to really, you know, show off the assets and whatnot, and got more athletic and less glamorous. We got less glamorous. We got less glitzy. We got more athletic. Well, the gentlemen who wanted to show up and stare at the women and drink their weight in beer, they went away because there's less to look at. We lost some fan base, but the fans we have now are all in. They want the athleticism. They like who they're watching. They like that we are, you know, a very, very well-respected team. But I think if you ask...
What's his name?
That's not mine.
Is that a pom?
No, I'm good.
What kind of breed is that?
That's not my dog.
Not mine. Des?
I think that's Desiree. Oh.
She must be trying to herd him in.
No, but as we were saying, as the dog's barking there, we lost some of them. That is a little rebel right there. In fact, we should put Darian on the phone and see what she has to say for herself. But we lost a lot, you know, when we went away from it. So we've lost some crowds. And as such, if we don't have crowds, we don't have a sport. So we have to find the middle ground. We have to get some more promotion to get it out there. But in the meantime, the sport is still growing. Even as we lose fan bases, we're picking up new leagues every week all across the world. And in fact, the number one team in the world right now is actually out of Australia, and they just started Derby a few years ago. So we're growing at a rapid rate. We're just losing fan base in the meantime, and that's going to be long run a problem. So that's
our
problem.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're losing the people that were really not fans at all, but more like just stalkers and starers.
Pretty much, yeah. They were a little perverts. Yeah, let's be honest. But they bought tickets, you know, they bought merchandise. They paid sponsorships. They were okay to have around as far as that's concerned. You just made sure you had security in front of them. That was about it.
Exactly. So. Yes. And I, you know, like I said, it parallels with natural bodybuilding because, you know, that was one of the things that was holding our sport back as well, is that, you know, you had people that were good with funding, but not good in the mind. I mean, that's like you said, that should be real about it. And because of that, you know, people did get, you know, out of sorts because, hey, I don't really want this guy around my daughter or my wife, or I don't really want these people being what is representing our sport. So you did have people that would, you know, like you said, would spend the money, but then the fan base really couldn't be set because no one could really understand, you know, just how far is this going to go the wrong way.
Yeah, and I think that would be similar, too, is because it's not because you're sending your child or your wife out to, or, you know, or your husband out to some of these things, you know, you really are a tight-knit community of people. You have to trust the people around you. We just, you know, went out to Vegas with our junior team. Well, we're in Vegas with a bunch of teenagers. You have to trust the parents that are around you. You have to be able to trust your children.
Yeah.
Luckily, we help. Every kid in our league is phenomenal. They're the best kids I've ever met in my life. I mean, they're truly are either have great parents or they just have great genetics because they are absolutely phenomenal children. So that makes life easy, but you better be able to trust people out there because you still do have the people out there that are a little unsavory. And if you don't have trustworthy people around you to take care of your kids and your, you know, your athletes, then you have, you're running into some problems. And luckily, Derby is an international family. And, you know, a good example, we were at a the men's championships last year, and we were at the after party, so it's good 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And there are a few girls that maybe had a few too many cocktails, and every guy in that place was on high alert to make sure they didn't leave. They were not going to go home with somebody. They were not going to leave that place because they were too intoxicated in our minds to get to that place. And they'd have 3 or 4 guys escort them back to the rooms, make sure they were taken care of. So, and this was international people all over the place around there protecting people they never even met. And it gives you a kind of a warm fuzzy that, you know, that you're in a safe place. You're in a safe zone with these people. No bad people are going to get to you. So it's a good thing.
Awesome. Awesome. So for the people who are listening and they're thinking, hey, you know, this is something new. I didn't realize it existed. And again, similar to natural bodybuilding, I'm always amazed by the people out there that say, I didn't know that you could compete naturally in bodybuilding. Well, surprise. And now you can also take part in roller derby. If someone wanted to find out more or to find out if there is roller derby in their area or anywhere nearby, where can they go to get more information?
I would say the 3 best places to see if you have an established league in your area, you can go to WFTDA.com. That's for women. MRDA.com. I believe it's .com or .org. You can Google it. That's for the men. That's Men's Roller Derby Association. And then you have JRDA for the juniors, Junior Roller Derby Association, to see if there's established leagues in your area. If there aren't, then what I would probably say is if you'd like, go to TeamUnitedRollerDerby.com or Team United Roller Derby on Facebook, or even go to Des Moines Derby Brats on Facebook and go ahead and message us. If you want to establish something, we're more than willing to help you establish something in your area. When I was up in Milwaukee last weekend, somebody from Madison said, hey, you guys are the best in the world. How did you get started? Well, Romina Muse is actually the one that started the Des Moines Derby Brats, and she gave me her card. I got her in touch with Romina, and she's going to work with her to make sure that Madison gets a junior team now. So, we love our sport just like you guys love yours. And if anybody ever asks, how do you get into it? We're more than willing to jump on the phone or jump online and you know, show you how to do it. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Justin, you have been just incredible.
That was so bad. That was so bad. It was great.
Put on pull.
I love it. Not as much as
now,
I love you.
Desiree, when are you coming by to do some workouts with the ladies that I asked you to do?
Did you ask me to do that?
Yeah, we were in Vegas. You might not remember.
Maybe not. Maybe
just
not.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
What happened in Vegas? Deny. Yeah, it was pretty tame. You guys know I'm old, right? I would love to come and lead some workout with the ladies. Definitely. We will talk about this and we'll get that set up. I think that would be great.
Super.
And now that I said it on air,
for
literally hundreds and hundreds of people to hear me say that, I'm going to have to make good on it now.
Yes, you will.
Well, we'd appreciate it. I mean, we do a lot of stuff that you would be phenomenal at. I lead most of these strength training, so it's a lot of Tabata squats. I have a certain ab workout that's a little more advanced that the kids can do, the adults can't. They're just not strong enough, the kids are. Lunges, short walks, planks, stuff that you would
not
be...
Not off a short beer.
Yeah, stuff that you can do, I can't. I can tell them to do it, but I am far too out of shape to do any of these things for them anymore. So.
Get it, Dez. I'm going to get it. You might have to make a video.
When I come to do the man pole, you'll do that.
Yep, so we're going to get him doing man pole. We'll get me leading roller derby, functional training, and it's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
Uh-huh.
Remember that, but you can't remember Dougie Fletcheron.
We've got so many bad jokes going on tonight.
Yes, we do. We're being pummeled with bad analogies and jokes.
So with that being said, Justin, thank you so much for joining us. I've totally loved having you on the show and broadening our horizons about roller derby and hopefully, you know, giving people some food for thought. And, you know, maybe we're going to see some more kids participating in other places or, you know, more leagues popping up because, you know, the more the better.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. By all means, spreading the good word and anything we can do for you, come on in. Anytime you guys want to come in and show off your sport at one of our bouts, like I said, I do public relations for the women's team. I'm more than happy to give you guys your props as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, much love. Have a great evening and give the Pocket Panda our best also.
I will do. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
I hope everybody can
good night.
Show.
Oh, Kaylin, if you were in roller derby, what would your roller derby name be?
Oh, it would be Smash and Grab.
Smash and Grab.
Yes, you can give me the number. I don't know.
Smash and Grab. Yeah, I'd have to think of the number. But anyway,
two.
6'2". What'd you say?
6'2".
Oh, 6'2".
Yes.
Why
6'2"?
June.
Oh,
you just forgot your birthday.
Oh.
Stop it.
Oh.
Stop it already. Oh. Nobody wants to hear that. Oh, my God. I already apologized up and down, like, 3 shows in a row, so come on now. All right, but
yeah,
I won't forget it now. Smash and Grab 6'2". Got it.
There you go.
Got it. And if there's maybe that can double as your pole name also.
There you
I
go.
Don't know. Do pole athletes have
yes.
names? Stage names? Do they? We're gonna have to get our pole experts back on the show again. We're gonna have to find out.
There you go. Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go.
And that way everyone would understand when I'm saying I got to do man pole, it won't sound so bad.
And there definitely will be video. There will be video. So but you won't know that it's there unless you tune in to P4P Real Talk or you check us out at Midwest Muscles on Facebook. So you're going to want to keep your eyes on us. It is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
No song. No song.
Hey, yes, please. No. Let's keep it family friendly.
Yes.
Let's keep it family friendly. You can leave your posing suit at home.
Yes. I plan on being weather beaten, so I'm gonna dress right.
All right, very good. Any last minute thoughts for our friends tonight who are probably tired of listening to us being so silly.
Well, the one thing that I'd like to say, and it's been proven with everybody that we brought on outside of natural bodybuilding, and it's that there's something to do. You know, I've always been amazed people can be in semi-good health or good health and say, I'm so bored. And it's like
mm-hmm.
they're never looking at the outside of their own self-imposed limitations and saying, I can do more. Because if you listen to what Justin was saying, he's so involved, but look at all he's involved in. It's not just a one-sided thing where he's doing something. He's getting back as much as he's giving out because he's making that a part of his life. And you grow from that. And people are limited because they don't want to grow. And we're doing that to ourselves, and we fail to realize that until you come across something like a roller derby or something like a natural bodybuilding or something like powerlifting. You know, these things basically broaden our horizons because they make us think and do more. And that's the one thing I think we've been emphasizing so much, and especially with the people we've had on, with nutritionists, with personal trainers, with life coaches. There's so many people that can get us to that new limit before we go beyond that as well. And I'm just loving the fact that everybody we're talking to is so engaged in life
especially on the natural side of it, because you know there are no hangups, and what we're doing is basically bringing life into the life we're already living.
Amen to that, brother. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. And that's really a lot of the heart of what we do. And you know, I am just so thrilled. I think we're both blessed that you know. Everybody we have on the show is so very passionate about everything that they do. Just a lot of excitement, a lot of passion, giving 150% to everything that they do. And
Amen.
And just one after another. And I just, you know, praise the Lord that we just keep getting connected with these people, because that's just more energy to get passed along to everyone else out there that they can tap into and, you know, channel in on their own ends and make those positive changes, you know, in their own lives. And maybe it doesn't happen today, maybe not next week, but, you know, 3 months from now, they're going to remember some conversation and something's going to click. And then the next thing you know, they're taking a step out in an endeavor that they never thought that they would be doing before.
Exactly. That bucket list you were talking about earlier. I mean, it really starts from basically somebody challenging your mind in a way you're already leaning, but in a healthy way. And I think that's what matters to me most, is that we have people that are improving themselves and improving others as they improve. And to me, that's life. If you're living a life that's God-given, and that's what it should be about anyway.
Amen. Amen. So, Thursday, do we know what we're doing Thursday? We don't know what we're doing Thursday.
I really
want to
have
a reoccurring theme for us.
I really want to have Phil, who just won the world title, Phil Ricardo Jr., and he just won the natural title for the world in the INBA. I'd love to have him on and talk about that, because, you know, we represent the Midwest, and thank God for it, because I love where I live, and I'm proud to be a Midwesterner. So I love covering that. But just, you know, Rico was the guy basically that really opened the door for me for the natural side of things, because, like I said, I had been one of those that had been fooled into thinking that the NPC was the natural side of the IFBB. So, you know, what a wake-up call for me to find out there actually was a natural community, and, you know, you had a natural competitors that were doing it. So, you know, it's something you can bring your family to and not have to worry about, you know, any closet information getting out. And, you know, it's just so much thing that would take away from the experience of a bodybuilding show once you find the true parameters that were in it. So when I found out about Rico, honestly, I drove down to Virginia and I said, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how long it costs. I mean, how much it costs. I'm getting down there because I want to see this fella, and I want to know, you know, what natural bodybuilding is all about, because his name was coming up an awful lot. So I'd love to have him on the show again, you know, because he just won the Mr. Olympia, Natural Olympia, and now he's winning a world title. So that's quite an accomplishment back-to-back.
Sure is. So make it happen. Make it rain.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, no, you
all
didn't.
Right.
No, you didn't.
I surely did. I did.
Yeah,
so
that.
Everyone's going to want to tune in on Thursday to see. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what we're going to have. But, you know, wishing everyone a great week.
No, hold on,
hold on.
You are not getting away that easy. You are not getting away that easy. Your roller derby name. Your roller derby name.
My roller derby name? I can't share that until I try out for the team.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to have to
no,
wait in
didn't.
Suspense. I sure did.
Child, no,
sure
you
sure did. I did.
Listen
so
here,
you are going to have to wait, Smash and Grab. You are going to have to wait, Smash and Grab. But I got to tell you, it's been good. I have had a roller derby name picked out for the last 3 years. So it's a good one, though. It's a good one. It's a good one. So just, you know, just know. I am going to try out. This bucket list thing is going to happen. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I am going to check that off. So I'm going to get through this year, and next year could be a very real possibility for me. So anyway.
Oh, wow.
That's coming.
How about it?
I know. I'm serious. I'm for real. So I love it. I love the sport. It's very exciting to me. I love everything about it. I'll probably end up breaking a hip, but I love it. So
it'll be
anyway.
P4P Real Talk, Midwest Muscle, and Derby Mom.
That's right. In the meantime, I'll just be hashtag Derby Mama. And
we'll
leave it at that. There we go. So have a fantastic week, people. We will see you or talk to you again on Thursday. Your body is a temple, so let's build it.